This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iranian police have denied using live ammunition against protesters in Tehran who have been demonstrating since Saturday against the government's attempt to cover up its downing of a Ukrainian passenger plane. Protesters in Tehran and other Iranian cities continue to demand accountability for the deaths of 82 Iranian citizens who were among 176 people killed in a crash. VOA's Lattice Ahok reports.
Some protesters pulled down banners depicting the slain Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. Police in riot gear moved to disperse them. A spokeswoman for the State Department told VOA Persian Service that U.S. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have been tweeting messages of support to the Iranian people. Officials in Washington have warned Iranian authorities against killing and arresting peaceful protesters. The head of police in Tehran said officers have not opened fire on protesters and have been instructed to act with restraint. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
And United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the reports of the lethal use of force against demonstrations or demonstrators must be fully investigated. A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the House committee leading the impeachment inquiry.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted they worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee. President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag Let Lev Speak. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Russia says a good progress has been made in talks in Moscow over a ceasefire in Libya, but a breakthrough deal has yet to be signed between the rival forces. Russia, which supports strongman Khalifa Haftar in the east of the country, helped broker a ceasefire alongside Turkey, which plans to deploy troops to defend Haftar's rival, the United Nations-backed government of National Accord based in Tripoli. Libya's divisions remain stark. Its rival administrations, heavily armed and each backed by an increasing number of foreign powers. The governor of Arkansas defends his decision to accept new refugees. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas went before a panel of state GOP lawmakers Monday to defend his decision to continue accepting new refugees. Hutchinson told the lawmakers fewer than 50 refugees are likely to be resettled in Washington County under his decision. Arkansas is one of 42 states that have said they will continue to accept refugees in the wake of a Trump administration order issued last September, giving state and local governments the authority of refusal. On Friday, Republican Governor Greg Abbott of Texas said his state will be the first under Trump's order to no longer accept new refugees. I'm Mike Gracia.
Democratic presidential candidates meet for a critical debate Tuesday in Iowa, less than 3 weeks before Iowa voters kick off the presidential nomination process on February 3rd. A total of six Democratic contenders will be on stage with signs of growing tensions among some of the candidates. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
Among those on stage Tuesday will be the current Democratic frontrunner in national polls, former Vice President Joe Biden. Biden faces a strong challenge in early voting states like Iowa and New Hampshire, especially from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Tensions are on the rise between Sanders and some of the other contenders, including Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. Another strong contender in the early voting states is former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has not qualified for the debates, but he has moved up in the polls after a massive television ad blitz in hopes of competing in primaries in March. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. cybersecurity company says Russian military agents successfully hacked the Ukrainian gas company at the center of the scandal that led to President Donald Trump's impeachment. Russian agents launched a phishing campaign in early November aimed at stealing the login credentials for employees at the gas company. According to Area 1 Security, Hunter Biden, son of former U.S. Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden, previously served on the board. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.